again. I'm Drew Wilder. It is your business. It is business talk, straight talk. We talk with Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors in Hartford, helping businesses for so many years. And we'll tell you at the towards the end of the show how you can get a no-fee business consultation with Stan. And Stan, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Drew. Doing well.
What's going on with businesses going woke? And on top of that, I mean, Mark Cuban, just in the last couple of weeks, said that he thought businesses going woke was a good thing. Do you think it's a good thing?
Go woke, go broke.
Yeah. And that's a joke.
But you know what really is correct. I mean, there, as we have mentioned in previous shows, I mean, there is a movement in this country on both coasts to transform this country into another type of entity. And the heartland is not in favor of this. And so we're at crossroads with all of this. But, I mean, just let's take a look at the facts. Mm-hmm. Bud Light, yep, went woke. They've lost market share.
30% more. They're now the number two beer.
Target, you know, went woke. And there's been backlash on that. Yeah. The in terms of sports, the Dodgers have gone woke. The pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, he got released because he stood up for his religion. And it's interesting that a note went out to all of the Major League Baseball franchises to, hey, let's take a step backwards here and not promote being woke. Thought that was very interesting.
But I don't think Budweiser has changed their direction.
Well, they haven't.
That's crazy.
But if you go into that, and the executive leadership of Anheuser-Busch, they blamed it on a couple of executives. They said they had no idea that these executives were colluding with the advertising agency. That's craziness. For them to launch such an item so outrageous, somebody had to know what was going on. And you're right, they're not backing off. Yeah. So, you know, they're getting penalized, and what, you know, it is what it is.
But why are they doing it? It's so obvious. Don't turn off half your audience.
Well, look what happened. I mean, look at all the corporations, how much they gave to the Black Lives Movement. Now, what was that, $85 billion, and now Black Lives Movement is filing for bankruptcy?
Yeah, right. It's kind of gone. You never hear about it. But if it's so obvious that you're alienating half your market, don't do it. Why are they doing it?
Well, I mean, there are conspiracy theorists out there that will say that, you know, many of these politicians and these companies are colluding to really change American society around. And look, I don't know what the agenda is, and we all go through cycles in this country. So the only thing I cannot answer for you is which way will this cycle end up being? And why do I say that? Well, take a look at what happened in Germany in the 1930s. Yeah. Mm. People, you know, were saying how bad the economy was, but this fellow Hitler, he can never take over and take control, and it occurred.
Right. So when you think something is not possible.
It's possible.
It is possible. I mean, I never thought we'd be going through all of this stuff in this country. If you told me that, I think most people would agree with me. If you told people 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you'd think, they're just paranoid. That's crazy stuff. But it's happening right in front of us. So will it get turned around, or have the laws been changed so much with the elections and the voting? Now Connecticut's going to have 2 weeks in advance. Is it a hopeless case, or will the Republican Party adapt and start pushing for the things that Democrats figured out a few years ago that matches what happens with early voting? Or will a third party come, the No Labels?
I guess the question is, how bad does it have to get for something to stop? I mean, take a look, for example, the Democratic Party, with the election coming up, they have no candidates. They got Joe Biden, and Kennedy wants to run, but he's not getting to first base. But on the other hand, the Republicans have at least 12, maybe 13. And for the life of me, I don't understand some of these. So Chris Christie, who decided to run, I mean, he is he a Republican or is he a Democrat? Right. The whole basis of his announcement is to go after Trump.
Right. He's the only one.
Yeah, he's not there to run. He's there to trash Trump.
Yeah, that's his job. That's his role. The bully.
Yeah, this whole Republican Party is so energized around destroying Donald Trump that they have no platform, no beliefs in America other than to destroy Trump. So when you ask that question about, you know, going woke and what difference does that make, I mean, we keep getting distractions that we really can't focus on what is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think people are starting to see that if a company is promoting wokeness, that there's going to be backlash. Albeit, we don't know how far that will go. I mean, we're living in a what I call a world of corruption. It's always been here, but our Department of Justice is corrupt. Our politicians are corrupt. I mean, I don't think there's anything new today.
Mm.
I think we're just seeing what's been going on for many years. Mm. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover was not an angel.
Right. Yeah, there's so much more media now.
I mean, if we take a look at Richard Nixon, I mean, compared to what he did, I mean, this is
that's
this
like
is
kid
nothing.
Stuff.
You know, I remember when that occurred. I remember I was going to school in Sydney, Australia, and I'm sitting on a ferry one day, and I see a person have a newspaper. Spiro Agnew resigns. You know, the vice president.
Yep, racketeering.
And
yeah,
and I'm sitting there saying, "Oh my God, what's going on in America? What am I going to see?" And then it followed later on with Richard Nixon. But it was interesting to be in another country and see the United States starting to fall apart. We're seeing the same thing today. You know, I listen to the BBC quite often.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they all are getting on the bandwagon. And if I were to listen to that nightly news from, you know, 12 midnight till 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think that America is going down the tubes.
Wait, isn't it?
Along, you know,
kind of think
with
it
Africa.
Is.
There's not a big difference between,
right.
you know, Ethiopia and Delaware.
Yeah. I mean, I think so much of this is a diversion because now the focus of the media is not on the real issues with high inflation, crime that's rampant. It's about Donald Trump.
And that is correct. And to answer your earlier question about how far does it have to get, or how far does it continue? We talked about BLM. We talked about defunding the police.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take a look around here. I mean, we had a boy robbed in Wolcott, Connecticut at a park by two other kids, 17, 16 years old, with loaded handguns. That occurred recently.
Yep.
We have the street gangs taking over. You know, the streets.
Takeovers.
The crimes are here. I mean, they're in our backyard.
Right.
And
but they're talking about Donald Trump.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. Why do we care about Mar-a-Lago and the boxes that he may have taken as compared to what Hillary may have done or Pence or Biden or any of these when we've got all this crime in our backyard?
Right.
And
he
this
didn't
is
destroy
what we care
the,
about.
Right, he didn't destroy the documents, but
right.
Hillary Clinton did.
Right.
She burned the evidence. So it's a two judicial system. I think that the major problem is the lack of trust, because that's really how a democracy goes right down the tubes.
So now if we take a look, let's use an example here in Connecticut. So if you own an ice cream shop, and how would you handle this whole wokeness? What would you do?
Yeah, I can't imagine that the pressure would be so great that's forcing these companies to go woke and do all this stuff. But maybe it is. So I don't know. If everyone teams up against you and they're threatening to burn your place down and spread things on the internet, on social media to stay away from your business, what do you do? I mean, I have a feeling that's a lot of the pressure. And then the opposite happens, right? It was always the Republican Party with corporations. That was who they would advocate. And the working people always would vote for the Democrats. Now it's again, talking about problems and the opposites of the problems. It's all reversed.
So do you think Bud Light will recover?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, eventually.
You think Target will recover?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, I still see people, when I go to Costco in New Britain, still see a lot of cars going into the Target parking lot. Of course, Costco has 20 times the number of cars. But I would think they will recover. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, some will go out of business.
What about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, that's the real baffling one, because they're very religious.
Right.
They close on Sundays. So that was the one that really threw me off that I couldn't figure out.
So why do you think these companies are going woke?
I can't imagine, but maybe it is that the pressure really is that great to spread stuff on the internet, and you could drive someone out of business that way.
So you own a small business.
Yep.
You're surrounded by all this wokeness and rainbow pies. What do you do? How do you handle this with your employees?
I would not want to start a business now for that reason. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you do? What do you with your half your employees are for it. Half of them are against it. So what do you do?
So what do you, how do you handle it with your customers?
And that's the other challenge, right? I got both sides that are potentially on the firing line. Well, look at Budweiser. I'm sure a lot of their employees did not think that was a good thing, what they did with the wokeness, and they lost 30% of their market share.
So for many years, I mean, ever since Clinton, we had a policy in the military that was, don't ask, don't tell.
Right, right. That was always the rule. It was always, don't talk about politics or religion. Now it doesn't hold.
So what do you do as a business owner? You, out in radio land, if you own a business and you have a diversified employee base, you have a diversified clientele, how do you navigate your way through this? What do? Do you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah.
Do you try to promote certain ideas? Do you try to mediate the dissension within the troops? What do you do?
What do you do? Well, that's the key question. So when you consult a business and you're the coaching, what would you tell them? You sit down with them. It's probably something you never thought you'd have to deal with. But if that's part of their issues, which probably is these days, how do you deal with it with a business?
Well, I think you've got to sit there, be open-minded.
Mm.
I mean, you're not, in my opinion, if you're running a business, you shouldn't be the judge and jury of what people believe morally.
Right.
You know, need to be tolerant. You can have your own opinions.
Mm.
You can have your own beliefs. But you're there. You're the judge of the courtroom.
Mm.
You have all of your employees operating. You've got to create a clean, well-rounded environment for those people to operate. And I think that you should try to initiate cohesion, the inclusiveness of everybody,
right,
and try to avoid alienated people.
Yeah, stay away from controversy. And again, talking with Stan Sadlak, sponsored by Steeplechase Advisors, I mean, there are so many issues coming at businesses today, so many issues coming at people. People are part of businesses, obviously, and if you need a business coach, which I can't imagine, I mean, there's a no-fee consultation. We'll tell you how you can get that towards the end of the show. And, I mean, better call Stan. I mean, why would you not? Just sort things out. It's coming at you from every direction. But you don't really hear about local businesses with the controversies. You hear about just these big corporations.
Well, that's a very good observation.
Why is that?
Well, you know, there on a broader scale, there are ideologies that the executives are trying to purport. Why are they coming from the shareholders? For example, many of these hedge funds, the Fidelities of the world, the Charles Schwab's, the Goldman Sachs, each of these fund managers for those entities, that is, they're the largest shareholders of those companies, sit on the board of directors of that company. And they're the ones that are promoting this. So if anybody were trying to find who is the instigator of all this, it is the fund managers sitting on the board of directors of each of these companies. And that's why you have Disney, you have Anheuser-Busch, you have Tarjay. Mm-hmm. It all has to do with those fund managers. I've always been very anti-hedge funds, and I think that is exactly who is behind all of this. And look at George Soros. He's probably the most wanted guy in America, if you will, for all the problems.
And now his son is even more so.
Right. And he's a regular visitor to the White House. So, yeah. I mean, you know, if you try to connect the dots on all these different things, I think you will find that there is a big relationship between proponents of
it's all linked,
the new America.
Yeah, definitely all linked. And I mean, these big corporations and the hedge fund managers and the people on the boards, like maybe the big difference between them and a local business is they're further away from dealing with the customer.
Right.
It's kind of like the big corporations that own radio stations.
Right.
These guys haven't been to Hartford. Do you think they've been driving through the Berlin Turnpike, seeing what people really want and what businesses really need?
Well, you know, I've always said that, look, people of all different nationalities, they get along. Yeah. It's the governments that don't get along.
Right.
And when, you know, people say, oh, you know, they're perhaps anti-gay or something of that nature. Well, I always say they are until they come home and they have a son or daughter that's gay.
Right.
You know, then they have a different opinion of the whole thing.
Right. It's a recession until you lose your job. Then it's a depression.
Right. So, you know, you as a business owner out there really need to adhere to the world of, you know, don't ask, don't tell. Don't really talk about politics. Don't talk about religion. Mm-hmm. You know, live and let live type of philosophy. Now, as far as the big companies go, you know, that's just a battle we're going to see fought out on the media nonstop until the pendulum swings. I mean, if you really don't like what Disney is doing, then don't go to Disney.
Right. And people, I think they've stopped. I mean, I think their business is down.
Well, they're going to Universal Studios, and Universal Studios is keeping its mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, they know. Kind of like the number two beer now. What's the, I don't drink. Modelo
is now Modelo. The number one, yeah.
Yeah, they're now number one. So they're not going to say one man's ceiling is another man's floor.
Right.
Or a one woman's. Yeah, or one of both.
I think, I think of all those, I mean, you don't hear anything more about defund the police, defund, you know, or rather on the BLM movement, and that's gone its cycle. But I still don't see us refunding the police yet. I mean, who in their right mind wants to be a police officer today in New York?
Talk about recruiting problems and people not wanting to work.
Right.
Who would want that job?
And I think that is a real big problem for America that's got to be addressed, because if I call 911 and I have no confidence that the police is going to show up,
what do you do? Yeah.
I mean, justice is the foundation of a civilized society.
Exactly.
And if you have no justice, or if you have a two-tiered levels of justice, or if you don't have people there to support people, it's like having, if you don't have a fire department there to respond, you're not going to have a safe environment. You have to have that.
Right, and that's the direction that we've gone in.
And look at the problems when you drive. I mean, if you are in a city or, you know, even in the suburbs, and that light turns red, you cannot go.
Right.
You have to look both ways before you go. Or if you, you know, when you see the light turn green, especially in Hartford, they think that's time for the pedestrians to
cross.
So
it just happened the other day, this past week, right through the red light, like 4 seconds later. But, I mean, we talked about regionalism and the towns getting together and doing what they do, I think, in Long Island, in eliminating town government and merging it together. If police departments and fire departments and municipal, they can't find people, there you go. Maybe that's a solution to that problem.
Yeah, I know we talk about that and we worry about that, but at some point we need to repopulate those areas. I mean, we are so lowering the standards of people that are allowed to become police officers, you know, fire personnel. You know, I was at a concert recently that I drove my couple of people up to the concert. I didn't go in.
Okay.
And they were disabled, and I did a favor. So I brought them up to a concert. Mm-hmm. So I sat in the car while they were in wheelchairs and they went in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and of the we were in the disabled parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, and I would say 95% of the cars, people were not disabled.
I knew you were going to say that.
And if they were disabled, it's because they were obese.
Right.
So I was looking at two people in front of me. They were sitting in their chairs, eating nonstop for 2 hours. Before the show. Pouring Coke into a glass, right, and adding little nippers of, I assume it was rum.
Right.
And they were smoking and extremely way, way overweight. So another person, very, very overweight, walking with a cane, smoking a cigarette. I saw this other group of four in front of me. They're in their probably 70s. And they were smoking joints and drinking beer and having a good time, very obese. But every time this one guy took a puff of the joint, he started coughing.
Oh.
I mean, I wish I could have made a movie of
it. And we'll be paying for his health care.
And then, and I didn't see anybody really who would. I saw one car pull up with four young people get out of it. Mm. And they sure were not disabled, but they had a disabled the card. So I wonder, are these cards stolen or how did they manipulate one? But I could have written a book on my experience of sitting in the disabled parking lot for 5 hours.
And no one stopped them. No one gave them a ticket.
I brought a book to read. Yeah. But I was so mesmerized with watching
incredible.
The people. I couldn't read the book.
Right. You very rarely, if ever, I can't think of ever, you see a liquor store go out of business. But you did say cannabis businesses are starting to close in California.
Right.
So, I guess that's the direction that our society is going into. All the new revenue has been the vices, right, the gambling and the cannabis and
so
alcohol.
To go back to what Mark Cuban said, it's really great to go woke. I don't know why he's saying that or what evidence he has to back that up. But that, the pendulum will swing. A year from now, we won't hear anything about woke.
Right.
But who knows what it will be next. We have, we have now a new holiday called Juneteenth.
Yep.
Which is reaction. So, things change and you can't worry about it, but it's very easy to get depressed. Yep. It's very easy to throw your hands up and saying, hey, this is all going down the tubes.
Yep. Yep.
And there may be some difficult times ahead financially for our country, because you cannot continue to sustain the spending levels we are at with the $35 trillion deficit.
Right. They just approved that. Right. $35 trillion in, what is it, two? Right after the election. Right after the election, they can start spending the money again.
Right.
So it's crazy. I mean, you got Biden with like having transgenders outside the White House, and then one of them flaps their you-know-what, And I kept thinking, can you imagine like George Bush inviting transgenders on the lawn or Ronald Reagan? I mean, it's just too absurd.
So at what point do you stop going out to restaurants and spending money?
Yeah, what would cause, I guess, when inflation gets so bad or crime gets so bad that you're afraid to go out of your house, but then you just call Uber or DoorDash, have it delivered.
So do we still have taxi cabs anymore anywhere?
Yeah, it's hard.
Do they still exist, or is everything Uber now?
They do have them in New York City, and of course they're very upset about Uber. So
if I fly into Bradley Airport and I need to get into Hartford, is there a taxi I can take?
I think there is. I haven't taken a taxi in many, many years, but I think so.
About that.
Yeah, you'd have to ban the Harry Chapin song Taxi, which made him famous.
that's right.
So, I mean, what do you think? Where is it all going to lead? I mean, everything's the opposite of what it should be. People just show up for the interview. They get their unemployment checks. But you think it goes in cycles, that this will all get reversed eventually?
Oh, sure. I mean, it might be a lot of discomfort in the unraveling. I mean, we're going to see that with real estate, commercial real estate. Mm. I mean, right now, commercial real estate is very soft. Office buildings, they don't have a place to live, to work. We see residential, and it's hard to believe with all of the departures of people from Connecticut, mm-hmm. that they're building all these new apartments, and
right.
they're having a hard time. People who move here are having a hard time finding a place to live. There's a disconnect. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Right. It doesn't make sense why that would be. I mean, who are these people coming in and paying it? They're putting up these where the Children's Science Center was in West Hartford. Putting up these luxury, high-end, like it's going to be like $4,000 a month for a two-bedroom. But I guess they've researched the market or something. Otherwise, they have a rude awakening coming. But
And the housing boom is still going on. It may have softened a little bit. But, I mean, houses are still selling, and they're selling very well.
It's because there's no inventory, and who wants to move and pay 7% interest on when they're paying 1% or 2%? And unless they have to move, and they've got to pay a higher price because there's no supply. But if it goes in cycles, there is some hope at the end of the rainbow.
Well, you know, we have a level of employment here in Hartford where a lot of the insurance companies are hiring people from India.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're taking over all the computer positions. And so, I mean, that's laying some of the groundwork for people coming into to live here.
Yep. Right.
And it's very prevalent in certain communities. So we know those people are coming in, but we have just so many more people leaving. I can't find people to work, whether it be for myself or for other people.
That's the most common problem. Yeah, it's an amazing time. And Stan Sadlak from Steeplechase Advisors bringing you the show every weekend at this time. And Steeplechase Advisors has been helping business for many years, and they're more obstacles than ever before, so having a business coach with a no-fee consultation is kind of like a no-brainer. So I better call Stan. And how do they do that?
Well, you can either call me at 860-524-3408, or you can check out our website, which is steeplechaseamerica.com. But everyone remembers, we take a look at all of the chaos out there in our daily lives. We have to be guided by a saying that it's my new saying these days.
Okay.
My daughter gave it
okay,
to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Do not be afraid of change. Be afraid of not changing. And that's the time we're in.
And that's it. Better call Stan. No fee consultation, 860-524-3408. Stan's on the phone with another caller with a business issue or whatever. For the no-fee business consultation, he'll get back to you on Monday morning. I'm Drew Wilder, 860-524-3408. Better call Stan. Thanks for listening. We'll speak to you every weekend at this exact time.
You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman.